The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning, I'm Margie Ellis at Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. A follow-up on some businesses in Madison County, Illinois, reopening despite the governor's orders. Governor Pritzker warned he would use the state police against businesses failing to follow his orders. But in a statement, the Illinois State Police say they will not issue criminal charges to people who violate temporary emergency rules or executive orders. They will apply those rules to corporations and other business. Illinois State Police still urge people to follow safety guidelines. St. Louis County gym owners should find out tomorrow when they can finally reopen their businesses. A man who represents roughly 40 small and boutique workout facilities told county leaders if they aren't allowed to reopen by June 1st, some gyms will ignore guidelines and reopen without approval. He says his group is frustrated people can get a massage, a tattoo, or go out for dinner, yet gyms remain closed. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, the stubborn low continues to drift through the region, keeping mostly cloudy skies overhead. Even more so than yesterday, breaks in the clouds will develop this afternoon with a spot shower possible. High temps will reach the low 70s. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low temperature near 60. Then tomorrow will bring a mix of clouds and sunshine along with warmer temps.